Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hansen here on WGN with you until 10 o'clock. Okay, so today was supposed to be the White Sox home opener. And in honor of that, we're asking you, what was the most exciting live event you saw? It might have been an opening day. May not have been. 312-981-7200. Had a lot of great calls, whether it's something in nature, a space shuttle launch, concerts, sporting events, all sorts of things. We'd love for you to join the conversation. But someone that has been to a lot of White Sox opening days joins us now. It's John Trisnadel. And John, you have gone to how many in a row?
This today would have been number 50 in a row.
50 in a row. Now, you're still going to, obviously, whenever the season starts, and we hope and pray that it will sooner rather than later, you will make number 50. So what are your emotions knowing that today was supposed to be the day and you aren't able to go?
Well, it's a little bit saddening, but I understand under the circumstances, me staying home is what's best for the entire country right now. So I'm all for it. Got to do what you got to do, and should be good to go. And I guess May, they're saying.
Yeah, May or June at the latest. June. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Okay, so how did this tradition start for you?
Well, my dad used to take us when we were younger to a bunch of Sox games. And as a kid, I was with the Park District and went to a bunch of Cubs games. So I really enjoyed baseball a lot. And then in 71, when this tradition kind of first started on opening day, my brother, who was 2 years older than me, was 18, had his driver's license, had a car. He goes, "Let's ditch school and go to the Sox opener." So I says, "Hey, I'm all for that." So we went.
How old were you when you ditched, by the way?
16.
Oh,
I was a sophomore in high school. So when he asked me to go, and just seeing a baseball game to me was huge. But seeing an opening day, it was just, I was in awe.
Yeah. Well, they have the bunting.
Yeah, everything, is just brand spanking new. The grass is beautifully green. The chalk and everything else was, just perfect. And just the fans, so many of them, the loudness, the excitement, it just drew me in. And I never wanted to miss one again.
Do you know if the White Sox won that game in 1971 for opening day?
You know what? I don't quite recall. I've been asked this question before, and I forgot to look back, but I do have a picture. I do have my scorecard from that day, and I was hoping to take a look at it
Figure it out. What if I told you I have the answer in front of me here right now? The White Sox, do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
The White Sox hosted the Minnesota Twins at home on Friday, April 9th, 1971, and they won in a walk-off 3-0. Or no, they won 3-2 to improve on the season to 3-0. Sound familiar at all?
Way to go, Sox.
There you go. That's the first home game there. They had won a couple games out in Oakland. A game got rained out on the Thursday, and they did the opening day on Friday. 3 hours and 19 minutes, and your winning pitcher was a guy by the name of Vicente Romo. I don't know.
That rings a bell, yes.
There you go. So you've been to a bunch of them. You probably have a lot of memories. They probably bleed together just a little bit when there's 49 of them. Other favorite White Sox memories over the years, opening day or otherwise?
Disco Demolition was probably one of my biggest.
You were there?
I was there, yes, sitting in the upper deck, doubleheader. I believe we were playing the Detroit Tigers. And again, my brother, who I went with to that first opening day, and a few cousins of mine, I believe, also went. And we were sitting in the upper deck, and they played the first game. And I love baseball so much that when they started the Disco Demolition during, the games, and it got out of control and they had to cancel the second game, I actually booed all those fans that hit the field.
I wanted to
see the second game so bad that I got ripped off.
Yeah, and that was a forfeit. And what they do in a forfeit, the Sox technically lost that game 9-0. That's how they rule that in the scoreboard. I think they give every player on the team a run who was going to be in the lineup. Yeah, 9-0 loss. You were the one guy booing there. Well, I don't know. Were other fans upset?
I think so. All the ones that pretty much stayed in their seats. I believe I was sitting in the upper deck that game, so naturally I wasn't going to go all the way down and get on the field. I had no use for disco. That's probably why I went, but I wasn't that determined to, you know, forfeit a game for the Sox.
Right. Who's your favorite White Sox player of all time?
I'd have to say Joe Creedy.
Joe Creedy? I know you told me that this morning when we were doing the Facebook Live earlier, and I still have that reaction. What about Joe Creedy do you love, my friend?
He was always reliable. You hit the ball to him, it was an out. You needed a big hit, he got it. He was just dependable.
And you like him because he's a third baseman. I got to ask you, did you play baseball growing up too then?
I did. I played pretty much shortstop and center field, but I always had this. I loved playing third base, mm-hmm. even in like little league and whatever the case may be. I loved playing third base, but I had a good arm, so they always put me at shortstop.
You know what? I played first base for a while, but I also played a lot of third base, and I think they put me there. I wasn't very mobile, and I liked that because the line drives came so quickly by you. You couldn't be blamed for not having a ton of range. You're like, look at how fast that came. How was I supposed to get that? Shortstop, there's all these expectations.
Yep. So, I don't know. I like Creedy, and as I mentioned before, I really like Bill Melton. I like Pete Ward. I love Carlos May, Maglio, Ordóñez, Canerco, you name it. I've had so many favorites. Even Gordon Beckham was my favorite one year.
Are they going to get you to throw out the first pitch anytime soon?
I don't know.
But I'll put in the good word. Come on.
We're working on it.
any favorite memories of being a fan in general, even games you weren't at?
Well, I got to say, after they won the World Series in 2005, here's how dedicated I was as a fan. Nobody wanted to go down to see the parade because we did go to one of the Bulls parades, and it was so chaotic that nobody wanted to do it again. None of the kids. I mean, it was scary. Uh-huh. We sat there from like midnight till they actually had the parade in Grant Park, and it was just crazy mm-hmm. down there. And so I went myself. I drove to the park, parked around Comiskey, waited for the players to hop on the bus. Before they took off, I took off. I knew the route. I believe I went on Martin Luther King Drive. I think they went down that direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I parked the car where I could legally, and I watched the bus go by, and that was my thrill, just to wave to, you know, all the Sox.
That's so cool. That's so cool, John. Hey, I'm reading in your bio as well that you still manage a Jewel Osco?
Yep. I took a week's vacation this week for the home opener, you know, just in preparation, but I said, I know they need me because Jewel never closes. But I just had enough. The last couple of weeks emotionally has just drained me.
Yeah.
It was just so chaotic.
How is everyone doing in the store? We got to say, we've had so many texters and callers thanking grocery store workers, managers, everyone. I hope that you can pass it along to your staff from everyone in Chicagoland. Our thoughts are with all these people that are working. And really, you never picture a grocery store as the front lines. But today and these days, they are. And thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I've had a lot of customers throughout the past couple weeks thanking us, and it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's finally nice to hear a compliment rather than, what do you mean you're out of this?
Yeah, I'm sure people get the message now that you guys are doing the best you can. Hey, last thought is, I'm a Cubs fan, and I know you're a diehard White Sox fan, but I think there should be an agreement between Sox and Cubs fans of mutual respect that I always like a diehard Sox fan than someone who responds to the question by saying, well, I like both teams. Don't you like true Cubs fans better than someone that says, I like both teams?
I will have to agree with you.
Yes.
There is no liking both teams.
Exactly.
There is not.
John, I like that. Hey, take care, and we'll chat with you again when you make that 50th opening day here in the near future, hopefully.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, John, great guy, Tris Nadell, and also a manager at Jewel Osco, someone that we care to talk to today for sure.